Well, after the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the economy came roaring back to life late last year. But it's abundantly clear that many Australians are not along for the ride. Official figures show the economy, or GDP, grew at 3.1% in the 3 months to December, after growing a similar amount in the previous quarter. It puts the Australian economy in pole position in terms of the strength of the rebound compared to other advanced nations. It also cements the so-called V-shaped recovery. But economists say those on low wages and those still waiting in jobless queues would feel like the economy is still very much in recession. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
G'day, Tara Fitzgerald. Do you mind if I come aboard?
Absolutely. Welcome aboard.
Just get around this rope here and... Okay, and I'm up now. What boat are we on today?
So we're sitting on board Sabbatical today, Seawind 1000 charter boat here in Sydney Harbour.
Tara Fitzgerald is the reservations manager for Charter Boat Central. The business markets itself to locals, interstate visitors, overseas tourists and for corporate functions, selling the experience of cruising Sydney Harbour. Sales fell in a heap during the pandemic, but business is now picking up.
But it's been okay. A little bit of marketing, domestic bookings especially have, you know, really, really helped us. And yeah, we're seeing bookings through till the end of April, which is really good.
Can you pinpoint the moment where business started to lift?
I'd probably say after Australia Day. I know we had interstate borders open as well after that weekend. And just people feeling more confident to book things.
The stronger-than-expected economic growth result was driven by solid consumer spending as Victorians came out of hard lockdown. Household consumption rose by more than 4%, made up of more spending on recreation and culture, hotels, cafes and restaurants, and healthcare services continuing to rebound. The government, too, continues to support the economy, with fiscal support contributing 0.2% to growth. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, well, he couldn't be happier.
The Australian economy has recovered 85% of its COVID-induced fall. 6 months earlier and twice as fast as we expected in last year's October budget.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the numbers simply don't reflect those still struggling to find work or employees dreading the end of the JobKeeper wage subsidy in March.
The answer here is investment in secure, well-paid jobs, investment in cheaper and cleaner energy, investment in aged care and childcare, investment in training and apprenticeships. That's the right kind of recovery for this country.
Independent economist Angela Jackson says Mr. Chalmers is right, but there's no evidence business have any appetite to invest and then hire while virus outbreaks remain a threat.
Where do the jobs come from in this recovery? So thinking about, you know, investing in industries such as aged care. I think the Royal Commission gave them a really strong blueprint yesterday for investing in jobs and looking to the government in particular to continue that support for the economy through the recovery.
Angela Jackson also highlights the need for more women in jobs, childcare reforms and investment in renewable energy to really push the economy forward. And forward it needs to go. As of the end of last calendar year, economic output was still 1.1% below where it was before the recession hit. Charterboat Central Reservations Manager Tara Fitzgerald says in order for the economy to rise above the surface, businesses need to invest in their workers.
In the past, you know, you'd still have corporate businesses, you know, going out for a lunchtime meeting or a small event or, you know, a business luncheon or a team building event. And we just have not seen that at all.
The takeaway from this is while there has been this V-shaped recovery, it's not going to be the same economy. So tourism probably will not come back the way it was before, particularly international tourism. Higher education won't come back the way it was before. So the economy will need to adjust. The question is what support is there from the government to help that adjustment?
Economist Angela Jackson, David Taylor with that report.